If human slavery is your game, maybe you better head to Libya this week. Following the downfall of Muammar Gaddafi and the assassination of the U.S. ambassador in 2012, Libya has become a chaotic center of the human trade. Money for freedom on barely seaworthy boats taking refugees to Europe. This week, the death at sea of hundreds of migrants in the Mediterranean put added pressure on European leaders to find a solution to the crisis.
Saving lives is not only about rescuing people at sea. It is also about fighting smugglers and preventing illegal migration flows.
That's European Council President Donald Tusk speaking to reporters on Thursday. But the bird's eye view of diplomats does not adequately convey what Libya has now become. With footage from the Libyan Coast Guard, our friends at Vice News documented this trafficking and detention process in migrant prisons of Libya, Europe or die. Melin Larson is a Vice News correspondent who joins me now. Welcome, Melin.
Thank you.
So what do you see in the faces of people who are coming from this chaotic zone where trafficking is an active business?
When you're in Sicily, when a boat has just landed with people who have been rescued on these unseaworthy, overpacked boat crossing the deadly sea, if you look at people's eyes, you know, of course they've been rescued, there's a sense of relief, but there's just so much sadness. You can see that they've been through hell.
And Hassan, who's a Syrian migrant, who took this entire road, who spent $7,000, made it to Milan. Let's hear his voice, and I'll translate for you. He's telling a story that it sounds anything but relief.
يعني إذا ما متت بالصحراء هتموت بالحبس تبع ليبيا.
He's saying if you don't die in the desert, you'll die in prison in Libya. If you don't die in a Libyan prison, you'll find death at sea. I've tried this road, but I don't advise it to do it. Don't even think about it, Hassan says. So is he typical of the kind of fear that's in people's eyes as they arrive in these places of sanctuary?
They go through terrible things trying to reach Europe because there are no legal ways to get to Europe. You have to actually be on European soil in order to seek asylum. That means that people like Hassan are forced to essentially throw themselves in the hands of people smugglers, criminals, to make this journey. And there is absolutely nothing to guarantee their safety. And particularly people who take the route through Libya, usually many of them go from Sudan into Libya, and it's sort of chain of traffickers who operate and take them to different places. And it depends on what nationality you are, where you're from, the prices vary, the treatment varies. You throw yourself into this spiral of horror.
Well, the presence of foreign nationals on the street alerts everybody in Libya to try to take advantage. And so you've got people coming from an outlaw situation in places like Eritrea or a war zone situation like in Syria to a then chaotic situation in Libya. You spoke with in the documentary folks from UNHCR who say that people are ill-treated. There's no medical assistance. People are detained for months or even a year. You may get rearrested in Libya. And it all sort of speaks, and we can step back for a moment, to the lack of any coherent European policy for dealing with this. We're talking with Melin Larson, who's a Vice News correspondent. What are the European governments going to be able to do here?
Well, that is what they're all pulling their hair out to try to figure out. I mean, most of the accidents and deaths happen off the coast of Libya. So that means that even if the EU now boosts their own border